page 489, section 4, Catholics and Jews. As you read, look for discrimination against other groups, the Leo Frank case, terms, prejudice, anti-Semitism, commute. Segregation in the South was based on race, and African Americans bore the worst of the discrimination and prejudice, an irrational hostility toward another person, group, or race. However, other groups faced attacks from the white Protestant majority. In fact, in periods when racism against blacks was at its highest, other minority groups also saw increases in prejudice and discrimination. In the late 1800s, a wave of anti-Catholic and anti-Jewish feeling spread throughout the United States as more Catholics and Jews came into the country. In Georgia, both became targets of threats and even violence. Anti-Catholicism. The first major immigration of Catholics had occurred before the Civil War, when a fungus began killing Ireland's potato crop, a major food source. By the late 1800s, Catholic immigrants were also coming from Italy, Central Europe, and other areas. In Georgia, Catholics supported the Confederacy, fought with other Georgians during the Civil War, and wrote pro-South writings, including sermons, newspaper articles, and columns. Irish Catholics had helped build Georgia's railroads. They had been generally well accepted in the state. By the end of the 1800s, however, alarm at the growing numbers of Catholics and their political power, especially in the Democratic Party, led to growing anti-Catholicism. In the 1890s, the American Protective Association, an organization in the North and Midwest, started chapters in Georgia. Catholics were a major target of the organization. When the KKK was reestablished in 1915, Catholics became one of its targets. For the KKK, being a true American meant being white and Protestant. The Catholic community tried to fight back against the prejudice. Prominent Catholics who were well respected in their communities spoke out, trying to correct untruths. Georgia's Catholics also established the Catholic Layman's Association in 1916. Among other things, the group printed pamphlets explaining their religion and trying to correct misperceptions that other Georgians had about them. Anti-Semitism and the lynching of Leo Frank. Another minority that faced prejudice in the early 20th century was one of Georgia's oldest groups, the Jewish community. Jews in Georgia's towns and cities had been important figures in business and the professions. Many had served in government from as early as the Revolution. As had happened with Catholics, however, the arrival of Jews into the country in the late 1800s had led to a flare-up of anti-Jewish prejudice called anti-Semitism. In Georgia, the events surrounding the case of Leo Frank revealed how deep the hostility had become. In 1913, Leo Frank was the manager of a pencil factory in Marietta, owned by his brother-in-law. He had moved to Georgia from the north. On the night of April 26th, janitor Jim Connolly reported that he found the dead body of young Mary Fagan, a worker in the factory. She had come to collect her wages the previous day. Leo Frank, the last person to admit seeing her alive, was arrested and tried. Sensationalist newspaper stories of the trial suggested that being Northern and Jewish were evidence enough against Frank. Found guilty, Frank received a death sentence. Outcries of protest against the verdict and the way the trial was conducted came from all over the country. Frank, however, lost his appeals in court. One person who was afraid that justice had not been done was Georgia Governor John Marshall Slayton. He was troubled by the lack of concrete evidence, by contradictions in Jim Connolly's story, and by his growing conviction that Frank was an innocent man. He carefully reviewed the evidence and the trial transcripts, including going to the scene himself. At the end of his term, the governor used his constitutional power to commute or change Frank's sentence from death to life in prison. he thought that more time might eventually lead to more evidence and a new trial. Frank was transferred to the state prison in Milledgeville. Many people did not agree with Slayton's decision. The National Guard had to be called out to protect the governor. When his term ended a few days later, Slayton and his family left the state under police protection, and they did not return to Georgia for years. Those opposed to Frank were outraged. A group of Marietta citizens, many of them well known, decided to carry out justice themselves. Organized as the Knights of Mary Fagan, they traveled to Milledgeville in August 1915, took Frank from prison, carried him to Marietta, and lynched him. They took pictures of themselves with the hanging body. None of the men was ever charged with the crime. Several of these Knights of Mary Fagan joined with former Methodist minister William J. Simmons when he reestablished the KKK on Thanksgiving evening that very year. Reviewing the section, 1. Define prejudice, anti-Semitism, commute. 2. Who was Leo Frank? Page 492, Chapter Review. Chapter Summary, Section 1, African Americans and Segregation. During this period, Georgia passed Jim Crow laws that segregated public facilities such as railroad cars, parks, and theaters. In its 1896 Plessy v. Ferguson decision, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that public places could be separated by race. This was the separate but equal doctrine that lasted until 1954. The Georgia case, Cumming v. Richmond County Board of Education, applied the separate but equal doctrine to education. In response to segregation and violence, some African Americans left Georgia for the North. This movement was called the Great Migration. Two leaders of the black community during this period were Booker T. Washington and W.E.B. Du Bois. The NAACP was founded in 1909. Section 2, African American Institutions and Life. In urban areas, African Americans built thriving communities during this period. Atlanta's black downtown was called Sweet Auburn. African Americans valued education and founded schools, especially high schools, and institutions for higher education. Some of the institutions founded during this period are now known as Clark Atlanta University, Morehouse College, and Spelman College. John and Lugenia Hope were important supporters of education for African Americans. John Hope became Morehouse's first African American president, and Lugenia Hope founded the Neighborhood Union. Section 3, Voting Rights. In 1900, the Democratic Party in Georgia instituted a white primary designed to disfranchise African Americans. Since the winner of the Democratic primary usually won the general election, African-American influence in politics decreased. In 1906, Atlanta experienced a terrible race riot. Many African-American businesses were destroyed, and many African-Americans left the city. In 1908, Georgia voters ratified a constitutional amendment that disfranchised African-American voters by requiring a literacy test. A grandfather clause exempted those whose fathers or grandfathers had fought in the Civil War. Section 4, Catholics and Jews. During this period, Catholics and Jews were also the subjects of prejudice. In 1915, after being found guilty of murdering a young girl, Leo Frank was taken from the Milledgeville prison and lynched by a group of white Marietta citizens. Page 493 contains a review of Chapter 19.